Good evening. I'd like to say it's good to be with y'all this evening upon Sermon Audio, and we do appreciate the Lord for another privilege, another opportunity that He's given us, and that to gather together here this evening. I do thank the Lord, and that is He's give us the go-ahead and that on this ministry, and this will be our second Friday night, and we do thank the Lord and that for it. Just want to praise the Lord and that real quickly. And that just for His goodness. Been a blessed Thanksgiving that He's given us. And I pray each and every one of you have had a blessed Thanksgiving and that He's been with you and watched over you. And you've got to share this precious time that we've been given with our families over the holiday season. And we do thank the Lord for that. But we're going to go ahead and get started here this evening. And do ask you to pray for us. And we are looking forward. I'll just announce this and that tonight. God is, He's already making provisions and plans and that for this ministry, and He has laid Jody Self upon our hearts, and Brother Jody is going to be coming to preach for us and that on the 10th of December, so do pray about that, and we're looking forward to having Brother Jody upon the broadcast, and so we do thank the Lord for that. So do be in much prayer for that, and if you have your Bibles tonight, we invite you to come with us to the book of 2 Timothy in chapter number 4, and that in the Word of God tonight. We do appreciate the Lord and that for His Word. I'm thankful tonight that I have a copy of God's Word. Amen. And we do thank the Lord for that this evening. I do have a thought, peculiar thought upon our hearts tonight that God has given us this week. And so I want you to bear with us. And we do want to do the will of the Lord tonight and just see what He'd have for us. So you bear with us, you pray for us, and we are nervous tonight, so you just bear with us, and we'll give you what the Lord's give us this week. 2 Timothy in chapter number 4, and verse number 1, and the Bible says this, "And I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing in His kingdom, preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort, and all longsuffering in doctrine. For the time will come when they shall not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears and that from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, and endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist, and make full proof of thy ministry." Listen what Paul writes, and that here is his charge to Timothy. In verse number 6, he said, "For I am now ready, and to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, and I have finished my course. I have kept the faith." And verse number 8, and Paul exhorts on what it's going to be like when his race is run. And he said, "Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, in at which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at the day of His appearing." So you listen to that, at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also who love His appearing. Let us go ahead and pray, and then we're going to give you the thought that Lord's give us this week. Father, we thank You, Lord, for the privilege, the opportunity, Lord, You've given us to stand and, God, proclaim Your precious Word. Father, we thank You, Lord, tonight, God, for these Scriptures of God, this reminder of what Paul encouraged and told Timothy. And God, I ask You, Father, in this day which we live, God, we would take heed to these words of the great Apostle Paul. And God, that we would hearken unto these words, and it would be in that growth unto us spiritually. And God, it would help us in this day which we live. And that Paul is saying it's going to be all right. You just keep on fighting and you keep on running, and it's going to be all right. Lord, we thank You, Lord, for that tonight. Bless us as we preach. And God, we'll give You all the glory and honor. We need You touch, God. We need Your presence and Your power. And God will give you all the thanks and glory. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And that tonight I do want to try to preach with the help of the Lord. And that upon one thought. And that thought is this. As Paul began to give the charge to Timothy. And that there was one thing that kept coming back to my remembrance. As I'm looking at in the Word of God tonight. I find in that the Apostle Paul wrote. And that in 2 Corinthians in chapter number 8. In verse number 19, and let me back up into verse number 18, and it said, "And we have sent with him, and at the brother, and at whose praise is in the gospel throughout all the churches, and not that only, but who was also the chosen of the churches to travel with us, and that with this grace, which is administered by us to the glory of the same Lord." And now listen what the Apostle Paul writes, and in authority he says, "And the declaration of your ready mind." And so he's writing to the church of Corinth, and he says, and that he's making a declaration and that of your ready mind. He goes on into verse 20 and he says, "Avoiding this, that no man should blame us in this abundance which is administered and that by us, providing for honest things, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men." And he's saying that you've gave a good a report, so to say, and as the messengers of the church and that are being commended. Listen to me tonight now as we read in 2 Timothy, and that it's a very similar situation but different as Paul is writing to Timothy about himself. He said, "Timothy, I'm charging you that in this moment, and my time has almost come to an end. My time is short. My time of departure," is what he says, "is at hand." And so as Paul's writing to Timothy, and he's done wrote already the first book of Timothy, and he's almost done with the second book, we find, dear friend, that he tells young Timothy in verse number 5, he says, "But watch thou in all things, and endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, and make full proof of thy ministry." And that Paul said, "Cause I'm ready." He said, "I'm almost ready to leave out of this thing, Timothy, and you're going to have to carry on the good work." He said, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand." Listen to the words, and we should know these words by heart tonight. He said, "For I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith." Oh, thank God for the fight that Paul fought. Thank God that the fight was finished. He had finished his course. And he said, "I have kept above all things." He said, "I've kept the faith." And he said, he goes on into verse number 8. And he said, "Henceforth there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all of them also that love his appearing." Can I say unto tonight that Paul was giving not only his last words and that unto Timothy, but he was also giving the encouragement of Timothy, "It's going to be alright, son. There's going to be some hard days. There's going to be some dark nights. But praise God," Paul tells Timothy. He said, "It's going to be all right." He said, "The doctrines are going to come. But listen," he says, "son, you just stand on the Word of God. You just keep on preaching. You just keep on telling them and about the way, the truth, and the life. You tell them about Jesus and you give them good instruction by the authority of the Holy Ghost of God. You tell them, Timothy, that it's going to be all right if you stick with God." And that, my friend, tonight, I want to preach this thought. And I believe that Paul was also saying, now this is a little bit different, but this is the way God's given it to us this week. And then I believe Paul was saying, he said, for I am now ready for to be offered, and my time of departure is at hand. I believe that Paul was saying that I'm ready for the no more. Now you listen to me tonight, for the no mores. I want to give you three no mores. And I believe that Paul had in his mind as he was saying these words. I began to flip through and read and study the life of Paul this week. And I believe, dear friend, that if there was anything and that Paul was no stranger to, was these three things that I'm going to mention tonight. And that, dear friend, I want to say this and praise God for it. In this Thanksgiving season, that one day after a while, praise God, we can look up and then on the other side of eternity, and we can find that there's going to be no more tears, and that when our time of departure is at hand, friend, that when this thing wraps up, when this thing comes to a close, there's going to be no more tears on the other side. And I believe Paul, and that could tell you tonight that while he was in his earthly ministry, yeah, the Bible doesn't tell us of any accounts of where Paul just shed a few tears. But can I say unto you tonight, that dear friend, and that is him being the man of God he was, and the work and the ministry that he had, a friend, and even the apostle Paul said that he had, and that trying times, and that a thorn in his flesh, even he said in one point, but I believe the apostle Paul knew what it was like to shed the tear in that from an eye over a church, a dear friend that had backslid, over the body of Christ, and that he tried to correct and direct. I believe the apostle Paul knew what it was like to spend tireless nights and that awake and crying over the church of the living God. Friend, I believe the apostle Paul knew what it meant to shed tears over the ministry. And dear friend, I want to say that I believe with all my heart the apostle Paul, as he wrote to Timothy, and that this is just what God give me this week, and then I believe he was saying, I'm now ready, and that because I know what the other side's going to be like, I'm ready for my departure. He said, I'm ready to go, Timothy. He said, I've fought the fight. He said, I've finished the course. He said, I've kept the faith, and I know that when I leave out of here, on the other side, they's laid up for me some things. There's a crown of righteousness. There's going to be some glory over there. And that when I get to the other side, but I believe one thing that was on Paul's mind, and that was there's going to be no more tears. And that tonight, can I say, I just want to thank God that there ain't going to be no tears in heaven. Amen. There's not going to be a moment. And that, dear friend, when we, listen to me, and that shed tears anymore, and that I know myself tonight what it's like to pray and cry over the church. I know, dear friend, what it's like, dear friend, to cry in the midnight hour, and that knowing that not even my wife could give me comfort, but it was the hand of God that was the only way to comfort me in the battles and struggles, dear friend, of what we face in the ministry today. Oh, but can I say unto you this, I begin to think about the hardships of the ministry. I begin to think about, oh, when nobody's listening to you and you're pouring your heart out before Almighty God, friend, oh, there might be some tears shed from our eyes this side. Oh, but honey, one of these days after a while, there'll be a moment where there'll never be any more tears stream down our cheeks and flood from these eyes, because the Bible tells me that God's going to take care of it all. One day after a while, let me give you some scripture here tonight to back up. And that I believe this thought was on the Apostle Paul's mind, as I'm not going to shed no more tears, Timothy, when I get on the other side. And that we look and we see in the book of Revelation in chapter number 7, and that the Bible said, now listen what the Bible says. I'm going to give you the Bible tonight. It said in verse number 13,
And one of the elders answered, said unto me, this is it. And that, this is the, and that little John is what I call him, John on the Isle of Patmos, receiving the revelation of God. And he said, one of the elders said unto him, he said, what are these which are arrayed in white robes? And at which came and at they. And he answered, he said unto him, he said, sir, thou knowest who they are. He said, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of a great tribulation and have washed their robes and have made them white with the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve Him day and night in His temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. Oh, there's Jesus. Amen. In verse number 16, and they shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sunlight on them nor any heat. But listen what verse number 17 said. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them unto the living fountains of water. And the Bible said, those who are arrayed in white robes, honey, that's us, amen. One day after a while, we're going to join that great number, a great multitude that's endured this tribulation of life. Oh, now listen. And the Bible said, and God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes. Honey, I don't know about you tonight, but I'm looking forward to the day and that when all the cares of this life have been laid to the side, and praise God, my tears are going to be gone, and that I'll never shed another tear over a body laying in a casket. Honey, I'll never shed another tear over a sinner who has refused Christ. I'll never shed another tear over the pains and the suffering that I see my loved ones endure. Honey, I'll never shed another tear over church folk who's done me wrong. I'll shed another tear. Wow, praise God. And that, thank God, I'll never shed another tear. And that over the ministry, because one of these days, and that God said, I'll wipe away all the tears, and that from their eyes. And that, taking your Bibles and turn to Revelation chapter 21. And the Bible said in verse number 1, and John saw a new heaven and a new earth, and the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell, and that with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself will be with them and be their God. In verse number 4 of chapter 21, and God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death. Hallelujah, right there. Neither any sorrow. Praise God. Neither any more pain. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For the former things are passed away. And He that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And He said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And then He said unto him, He said, let me just go ahead and cap it off, John. He said, it is done. He said, I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He said, I'll give unto him that a thirst of the fountain of water of life freely, that he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I'll be his God, and he shall be my son. Friend, thank God in that tonight. And that, friend, not only they ain't going to be no more tears shed from my eyes, but honey, I can say that they'll not be shed because there'll not be a reason for them to be shed. There'll not be no more bitterness. There'll not be no more strife between brethren. Praise God, there'll not be no more wars and fighting. There'll not be no more, hallelujah. There'll not be any more of these moments backbiting and all these things that takes place down here in this carnal fleshly world. But praise God, one day after a while. Honey, I tell you tonight, it ought to make us cry over the fact that we ain't going to cry no more one day. Amen? Oh, thank God tonight that I believe Paul was telling Timothy, I know when I get over there that I'll never shed another tear from my eye. Hallelujah tonight. And it praise God that God's going to wipe all our tears from our eyes. Amen. I begin to think, and that over the Thanksgiving season, that these moments, and that friend, I looked around and these souls that's done going on, that ain't been able to be here and share this this Thanksgiving season with us. Boy, I miss my papa something awful. I miss my mamma. That's my papa and mamma Harris. Boy, I'm telling you, I miss them something awful. And I look around the dinner table and I miss them, and my heart breaks that they're not with us. But by goodness alive, I wouldn't call Papa back. I wouldn't have Mama back. And that for them to endure the pain that they endured, and that the suffering of the last days of their lives that they endured, and the tears that flowed down their cheeks in those last days, I wouldn't call them back for nothing in this world, because I know over in glory, praise God, there ain't no tear been shed, and that from the eyes of Mama and Papa. Boy, that makes me happy tonight, just to know that they ain't in pain no more, and they ain't crying because of the sufferings, praise God, but they're in eternal peace and comfort in the arms of a Savior. Hallelujah tonight. That ought to make somebody that's dried and cold and dried and dead dried up, I'll get it spit out in a minute, somebody that's cold and dead and dried up, amen, to make them just absolutely smile and shout, amen, to know they ain't going to be no tears on the other side of glory, amen, but God's going to take his hand, and personally, boy, I tell you, I thank God for that tonight, and he's going to wipe away all our tears, amen, cause and that he's going to do away with the things of this earth. He's going to do away with death and sorrow. Dear friend, he's going to do away with the pains of this life. Amen. Thank God. He said, because the former things are going to be gone. Thank God tonight for that. Hallelujah. And that I got to move on tonight, but I believe secondly, and that friend, we can find, I believe, and if we could pick the mind of Paul as he wrote to Timothy, I believe, dear friend, when not only he was saying, praise God, I'm not going to cry no more, Timothy, and that over this ministry that I've labored, and that, but praise God, there's not also going to be no more tribulation. Friend, can I tell you something tonight? And then I don't know where your belief systems is or what doctrines you stand upon, but honey, the thought about it and the reality of it is this, is one day after a while there's not going to be any tribulation, and that there ain't going to be no more trouble, amen, and that I like the what God said, and that over there in John 16:33, and that he said in this life, in this world, he said you shall have tribulation. He didn't say that this was going to be dandelions and roses, and it was going to be just an easy walk through the park, and it, but God said that in this life, in this world, you shall endure tribulation, and it, but he said to be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world. And dear friend, because he's overcame the world, and at one of these days, if we put our trust and our hope in the Lord Jesus Christ, then one of these days, after a while, honey, and that we're going to enter into a brand new place, a brand new land, a brand new home. And when we get there, not only will there be no more tears, but there'll be no more tribulation. You say, well, don't that just go hand in hand? Because some of our tribulation is sorrow, and it is pain in these things of the life. But honey, tribulation's battle, and that it's a battle, friend. It's a war for the soul of man. A tribulation Friend, Satan is warring. The Bible said he's as a roaring lion seeking, going to and fro seeking whom he may devour. And that he's looking to make war. He's looking to devour and at the soul and at that has gone astray or that has gotten cold. Or dear friend who's backed off from the ministry, Satan is looking to rip you apart tonight. Oh, the battle is at hand. But thank God, one day after a while, honey, and I'm just going to tell you like it is. Friend, one of these days the Lord's coming back. And dear friend, the Bible said over in the book of Thessalonians that the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. And dear friend, the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then those that are alive and remain will be caught up together and to meet the Lord in the air, and there they'll forever be. Friend, can I say unto you tonight, praise God, friend, that the battle will be over for us, and that in that moment, oh yes, there's going to be a great battle take place against evil in the last days, and God's going to cut down all the evil on the face of the earth. Honey, the Bible said there'd be blood up to the horse's bridle, but praise God, honey, and that Jesus is fighting that war. He's fought that battle, and praise God, praise God, my tribulation will be over. Amen. Oh, thank God tonight for those that are robed in white. Friend, yeah, we'll and that be there with him. Friend, and our battles will be over. Tribulation will be wiped out. Revelation chapter 7 and verse 14. And that tells us this. Let me take and turn there just real quickly. And that the Bible said, and that going back to the same scripture as we just read, and that about God wiping away the tears from our eyes, and that John said unto the elder, and that he said, "Sir, thou knowest." And he said unto me, "These are they which came through the great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and have been made them white with the blood of the Lamb." I want to say thank God tonight that I've been made ready, that one of these days after a while, because I've been washed by the blood, honey, and I've endured through tribulation, friend, I've done made it to the end of my course, and that I've kept the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that it's finished, it's done. My departure, when it's at hand, I can cast my eyes under the skies, whether I close them in death or whether I rise up in the air and that through. Oh, listen, the coming of Christ. But honey, I want to say unto you tonight, praise God, children, that our tribulation will come to an end one day after a while. Whoa. Praise God, and that we'll not be no more in a battle. Friend, these sorrows will be gone, and that these pains will be over. Praise God for those that'll hold on, and that to the anchor, those that'll hold on to the scarlet thread of the Lord Jesus Christ and the blood shed on Calvary. Honey, thank God, tribulation will be over. Oh, Paul, I believe in his mind, was thinking tribulation is going to be done. And that Paul was writing unto Timothy, sitting in a jail cell, honey, awaiting for his accusers to come down there, and that and just take his life. Honey, can I say unto you tonight that me and you don't know nothing about that. But honey, the day may come when we may be standing behind the pulpit. We may be sitting on the church pew, and they come in, and they're ready to take our lives for what we believe. Honey, can I say, just hold on and be ready. And that Paul said, "For I'm now ready." He said, "My departure's coming. It might not be the way I had it planned, but honey, either way, I'm leaving out of here." He said, "I'm a winner either way." He said, "My tribulation will come and that to an end. Praise God. I tell you what, if that don't make you want to shout tonight, I don't know what will. Amen. I tell you, the year 2020 will forever haunt the generation of our minds. Dear friend, and out of the pandemic, the lives that left out of here, and the turmoil it's left in the churches, friend, the things that it's caused, the division. Oh, you listen to me tonight. Friend, it ain't been nothing but a tool. Dear friend, that's been used. I believe God's used it to open eyes, and I believe Satan's turned it around and had to take and distract eyes and had upon one another. But thank God, I've got something in me. Friend, it just won't let me quit. They may talk bad about me. They may run my name through the mud. But honey, I'm standing on the B-I-B-L-E. And one of these days, according to the Word of God, I'm leaving out of here on the glory cloud, praise God, and I'll leave behind all tribulation. And dear friend, thank God, I'll leave behind every tear. And I believe those things was in Paul's mind as he wrote that letter to Timothy. Oh, could you imagine the man of God as he stood there, or as he sat there in prison, and he just awaited for his death. Shoo, I'm telling you tonight, friend, I don't know about you. I'm not in that shape. Amen. I ain't got stripes across my back. Amen. I ain't got somebody trying to kill me as far as I know tonight. And that for what I believe, but praise God. Amen. I know this world's against me. And I know one of these days after a while, hey, praise God, I'm going to close my eyes. And I'm going to leave behind every struggle. I'm going to leave behind every battle. And praise God, thank God. Amen. There ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Because I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I've been born again. My name's written down in the Lamb's book of life. I'm saved, sealed, and delivered, praise God. Amen, by the blood of Jesus. And tonight I can rejoice. Whoa, praise God. And that I'm not going to endure in tribulation no more one of these days. And that when I finish my course, I want to say tonight, dear friends, you're going to have to run this race. You're going to have to stay with God. You're going to have to fight the good fight. You're going to have to keep this course, and you're going to have to keep the faith. Amen. I want to say this tonight and be as bold as I know how to be about it. But I'm looking for a crown of righteousness. Amen. I'm not satisfied, and that would just be in that number. Amen. Of those that just made it through by the skin of their teeth, by sitting on a church pew. I'm saved, and that's all I need to do. Praise God, He saved me, and He called me, and He sent me. And dear friend, tonight I want to say thank God I've got a calling, and that to send the word. I can't be quiet. I can't shut up. I can't stop now. Amen. You say, well, preacher, you're young, and you ain't seen it all. Honey, I feel like I've seen it all. And then I may be young, and that, but I've had my name run through the mud. I've been talked about. My ministry's been hung out on a cliff. Honey, and I'm telling you everything I know. And now stand upon's been questioning my ministry. But praise God, praise God. Amen. God's going to sort all that out and work it out. I'm just going to keep preaching. I'm just going to keep going. I'm just going to keep standing. And they can do what they want to do with their hands in their pockets. But praise God, I got to keep on going because I know my God has got me. I heard Brother Cody Zorn preach the other day. He said, God's got my back. Amen. I'm glad He's got my back tonight. I've got to hurry. I want to give you one more thought tonight from the Word of God. And I believe if there was one more thing that was in the mind of Paul, and not only was there be no more tears, not only would there be no more tribulation, but honey, Haley, and it praise God, one of these days there'll not be no more tempter. I'm thankful tonight there'll be no more tempter. And that He's the one that has caused this mess in the first place. Amen. This was a place that was of perfectness when God created it, and Satan brought in the sin, and that through the falling of man, and that they gave in to the temptation, and that to the tempter. Amen. Can I just go on record tonight and give him a black eye? He may come after me after this, but I'm going to say this under the authority of God's word, and on the authority of God's word, and standing on the authority authority of God's Word. The Bible tells me he's a liar and a prince of them. He's a prince of the powers of the air. He's a prince of darkness. And that he's the old slew foot. Dear friend, that old slippery, stinking serpent that one of these days after a while he's going to slither his way and be cast right back into hell. Amen. From which he hatched, praise God. Can I say something unto you? Amen. He may have, and that thought he had it made for a while when they put Jesus on the cross. But praise God, Jesus overcame, and that because and that he had you and me on his mind, and he knew one of these days after a while, and that thank God we'd praise him standing in a heavenly choir because there'd be no more tempter, and that we've overcome. The Bible says in the book of Revelation we'd overcome by the word of our by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. I'm thankful tonight that the word of my testimony overcomes anything the tempter throws at me. Thank God the word of my testimony trumps anything the tempter can bring at me. Thank God my testimony tonight, and that drowns out and thumps the old slew foot devil himself on the head. Praise God, his head's been bruised by the heel, and that of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But I want to say not only that, praise God, one of these days his fate will be sealed, and that one of these days after a while, and that his trial will stand, and he'll be charged as guilty. And that for, listen, and that I want to say the greatest offense against God, and that is thinking he could be, and that greater than God, that he could be God. And honey, one of these days after a while, and that old God himself, our Father, our Savior, our Lord, is going to kick him right in the behind, honey, and down in the pit he'll go, and he'll be locked up, and there he'll burn in his own torments, in his own doings. Amen. Oh, can I tell you, thank God. Oh, thank God that there's not going to be any tempter, and that when we get on the other side. Amen. I don't know how many of you can rejoice tonight over that, but tonight I want to close this message up and just, I'm going to slow down for just a minute. And I want to say, friends, I've endured my share of tears. I've endured my share of tribulation in, I guess, 10 years I've been saved. You say, well, you're just getting started, preacher. I feel like I've been in it for 50, amen? And that, but dear friend, I want to say in the 10 years of being saved and about the about seven, eight years that I've been preaching the Word of God, friend, I want to say I've seen a good share of tears. I've seen a good share of battles and tribulations. And praise God, I've seen my share in that combat against the tempter. And friend, I want to say those nights where I've laid in the bed and he's lied to me and he's caused me to toss and turn and caused my flesh to rear up and, dear friend, fight against myself. And that, dear friend, can I say unto you, oh, listen to me. The Bible said we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against the darkness of this world, the evil that's going on. And can I say something unto you tonight? Satan's behind it all. He's our war. He's our battle. Dear friend, he's the enemy. And that, dear friend, and I want to say unto you tonight, I can stand here on the authority of God and that here in the comfort of my home, and I can say, praise God, one of these days I'll not have to fool with him no more. Amen. I'll stand up there in that heavenly choir and I'm going to sing. Amen. They sang that old song that says, God's children too long have been burdened, and they are longing for heaven's bright shore. Can I tell you something, dear friend? One of these days, all our heartaches and trials are going to be laid behind us. All the tears are going to lay behind us. They're going to be wiped away from our eyes. The tribulation and the battles of this life is going to be gone. But praise God, honey, I'll not lay another sleepless night in the bed. And Haley, sometimes she says I sleep like a rock, but sometimes I feel like my body's asleep. But but I'm still awake and at some house spiritually, and there's a war going on. Friend, can I say something unto you tonight? And I want to say unto the preacher, and listen to me tonight, and unto the preacher, as Paul was writing this charge unto young Timothy, a young preacher, and I want to say unto you tonight, young preacher, please don't stop preaching. Just keep on standing, keep on preaching. And that, dear friend, the Bible said, precious are the feet of those who carry the gospel. And that tonight I want to say unto you, young preacher, rear back and preach like it might be your last time. And they may make fun of you and they may mock you. You just keep on preaching. Amen. God will sort them out in the end. Praise God. And can I tell you unto the old preacher tonight, and I want to say unto even the middle-aged preacher tonight, maybe feels like your ministry's come to a halt. Maybe you're on a place of in-between. You just don't know what's next. I've been there, amen. But can I say unto you, you just keep on preaching. You just keep on going. God gives you the opportunity and flings the door open. You walk through it and you preach. Can I say unto you tonight, dear friend, the Bible said through the foolishness of preaching, amen, there'll be those that paraphrase it tonight, but there'll be those that'll be won. Souls will be saved. Backsliders will come. Amen. Through the foolishness of preaching, the power of God will fall. Amen. And God will use you. Don't quit. Keep fighting the fight. Keep on going toward the end of your course. And keep the faith tonight. And I believe Paul would want us to know, and that just is just the Spirit of God give us this to us this week, picking the mind of Paul. I don't know Paul. Personally, I know his writings, and I believe if there's anything he endured, it was his tears, tribulation, and he fought the tempter. I want to take you just to a real quick place, and we'll be done here tonight. And I want to take you to a real quick place in the Word of God in Acts chapter 28, I believe it is. And that we find in that in chapter 27 that Paul is on board of a ship, and that great storm Euroclodon takes place, and Paul's telling the shipmen that we need to do this and we need to go that way. And they're saying, no, we need to go this way. And having loosed from Crete, the Bible says that the storm begins to just beat against the hull of that ship. They begin to throw stuff overboard to try to lighten the ship that they can drive it on. And so as all this is taking place, Euroclodon's beating against, and at the very a hull of this ship, and I mean just battering this thing. And we find that that they become shipwrecked. In the midst of it all, the Apostle Paul stands up and he says, I'll believe God. You say what you want to say and you do what you want to do, but I'm just going to believe God and I'm going to stand on His Word and what He's told me. You go on into chapter 28 and we find as they're shipwrecked upon this island, they get overtaken by barbarians. Boy, you talk about some tribulation taking place in the ministry, later ministry of Paul. And we find in that tonight, long story short, that old Paul even reached down and a serpent jumped up and bit him. A snake had bit him and had him in the fire. You know what old Paul done with the power of God on him? He just shook him off and he went on. They began to worship old Paul. They thought he was some kind of God. But you know what old Paul got to do? He got to tell them about God. Amen. He got to preach to them people. And he didn't quit. Amen. They'd stoned old Paul and pulled him outside the city gates. And they looked down at him. The Bible said old Paul jumped up and shook the dust off of his feet. And he went on preaching in the next city. Tonight, can I say unto you, Christian, just keep on serving the Lord. Keep on fighting the fight. Keep on till you finish your course and keep the faith. Because one day after a while, it's going to be worth it. If we could hear the words of the Apostle Paul tonight, I believe he'd just flat tell us, children, there ain't no tears on this side over here. There ain't no more battles and tribulations. And praise God, there ain't no devil. There ain't no tempter over here on the other side. Amen. Tonight I want to say as we come to a close, Paul said, for I am ready to be offered. Tonight I don't know what
the Lord has spoken to your heart through this message tonight. But I want to say this unto you. It's going to be worth it. Every mile, every journey, every new adventure that God has put you on, it's going to be worth it after all. Paul said, I'm ready. I ain't a bit worried about closing my eyes in death because I know it's going to be better on the other side. Everything that I've done has led up to this moment, the Apostle Paul is telling Timothy, and things are about to get a whole lot better for me. So let me encourage you tonight, and let me give you the good words of Paul. He said, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I've kept the faith. And henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only. Listen to what he said. Not to me only, but unto all them also who love his appearing. Tonight as we bow our heads and we close our eyes, Father, I want to ask you right now in this moment to bless this message. As it goes out across sermon audio, God, would you bless it abundantly? Would you take and would you pour it upon the hearts of those, God, who needs to hear it? God, would you give us that good reminder that it's going to be all right after a while. We're going to have to endure some things, but it's going to get good one of these days after a while. And God, I'll thank you for the reminder tonight that no matter what we face or go through, one of these days there'll be no more tears, no more tribulation, and there'll be no more tempter to constantly be on my back. But God, I thank you, Lord, tonight for the reminder that it's going to be all right. Just keep on going. Keep on preaching. Keep on serving you, and it's going to be okay. Lord, I pray you'd open up the hearts of the people and speak to their minds and speak to their hearts. God, that they would receive this message unto your glory and your power. God, we love you tonight and we praise you. Do with it what you do with it, Father. And God, we give you all glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want to encourage you tonight. Maybe the Christian that's struggling, maybe the preacher that's struggling, maybe the lost sinner that needs to be saved. Can I tell you the answer is tonight not to give up, but to keep looking up, to keep on going on, and God will make a way. Tonight I thank God and that there'll be no more tears, tribulation, or tempter one of these days after a while for those who have trusted in Him and His appearing. We love you tonight. We thank you, each and every one that's tuned in and at to Washed in the Blood Ministries. This is Cody Harris, and I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart. You pray for us as we go on and as we follow the Lord and His leadership in this ministry. And may God bless you as you listen. And may you be encouraged, may you be strengthened, and may you receive and at the holy manna from the Word of God that you stand in need of today. Amen and amen. Do ask you to pray for us as we leave and at tonight. As just some meetings we've got coming up. We'll be preaching and at in several different places here in the coming weeks. And we do desire your prayers. And we'll thank God for yous. Amen. We love yous. God bless yous. And remember, Jesus is coming soon. God bless you. Amen.